told fairly, the result cannot be anything but a deepened patriotism, a sense of awe at the obstacles overcome, the passion invested, the blood and tears spilled, and the nation that was built. An honest review of America's past would note, among other observations, that the same founders who owned slaves instituted numerous ways, political and intellectual, to ensure that slavery could not survive. That the concerns over not just property rights, but all rights, so infused American life that laws often followed the practices of the common folk rather than dictated to them. That even when the United States used her military power for dubious reasons, the ultimate result was to liberate people and bring a higher standard of living than before. That time and again America's leaders have willingly shared power with those who had none, whether they were citizens of territories, former slaves, or disenfranchised women. And we could go on. The reason so many academics miss the real history of America is that they assume that ideas don't matter and that there is no such thing as virtue. They could not be more wrong. When John D. Rockefeller said, "The common man must have kerosene and he must have it cheap," Rockefeller was already a wealthy man with no more to gain. When Grover Cleveland vetoed an insignificant seed corn bill, he knew